I am calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We are conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yes.
Great. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A Democrat. Okay. Thank you. This upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in this election? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Okay. And give me 1 second. So we're making sure we're speaking to people of all ages. Is your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Okay. Thank you. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? Mail, early in person, or on election day?
Mail.
By mail. All right. Under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 election for mayor?
Yes.
Are you very likely to do that or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Okay. Thank you. In general, do you think the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
So that's mixed. Right direction.
Okay. Oh, okay. The right one. Okay. Do you feel the growth and development of Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or a bad thing?
A good thing.
A good thing, all right. As things stand now, would you vote to re-elect Jane Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I keep her there.
You would vote for her, okay.
Yes.
In general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March city council races would you choose? One who opposes Mayor Castro on nearly every one of her programs and instead says the city council should have more power? Or one who works with Mayor Castro to pass her agenda?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Pastor Jen? Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? Crime and public safety, too much city government spending, traffic congestion and condition of roads, of streets, affordable housing, jobs and economic development, flooding and the threat of sea level rise. Which of those?
Affordable housing.
And the next most important one?
The next one will be transportation.
Give me a second here. So, okay. Just to confirm, that's traffic congestion and condition of streets, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, would you please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following names? Here's the first one. Guido Maniscalco. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Oh, somewhat.
Okay. Bill Carlson, the next one.
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat favorable, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Joseph Citro is the next one.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. Jane Castor is the next one.
Very.
Very favorable, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Shaw is the next one.
But it is not favorable.
Yes, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable,
okay. Joe Biden is the next name.
Joe Biden?
Yeah, Joe
favorable.
Very favorable. Oh, very, okay.
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis is the next name.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Orlando Goods is the next one.
Unfavorable.
Did you say favorable? Very or somewhat?
No, unfavorable.
Oh, unfavorable. Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, Sandy Merman is the next one.
Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, Lynn Hertak is the next one.
Good. Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Bob Enriquez is the next one.
Oh, I'm somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, then we have Janet Cruz.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Now, next, Mark, which candidate you would vote for if you had to vote in the elections for mayor and city council today? For mayor, Jane Castor or Bill Carlson?
Jane Castor,
okay. City Council District 1, Sandra P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Plendenen, or Chase Harrison?
Sanderson.
I'm sorry, did you say Sandra Brookins?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. City Council District 3, Janet Cruz, Gwendolyn Henderson, Lynn Hertak, or Jose Vasquez?
Jose Vasquez.
All right. Thank you. We're almost there. I appreciate your patience. Using the scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor, would you please rate the job Mayor Jane Castor is doing in each of the following? Being fiscally responsible and careful with taxpayers' money.
Excellent.
Okay. Bringing in new jobs and growing the economy.
Excellent.
Okay, working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races and backgrounds in Tampa.
Excellent.
Okay. Rebuilding the city's water and sewer pipes and infrastructure system.
Okay.
Okay. So just to confirm, excellent, good. Not so good.
Good.
Poor. Good. Okay.
Good.
All right. Working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family.
Say that again.
Working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family.
What do you want me to say about it? Yes or no?
No, the same thing. Like, if you could rate it from excellent, good, not so good, or poor.
Oh, if I could rate it. Okay, I'm sorry.
The job that Jane Castor is doing on that. Good, okay.
Yeah, good.
Working on affordable housing, how would you rate this one for her?
Excellent.
All right, fighting crime and keeping Tampa's streets safe.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you. All right, next, here are some statements that critics of Mayor Jane Castor have recently made. Read each one. If it costs, you should definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or if it makes no difference in your support for her. Here's the first one. Mayor Castor is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without a competitive bidding process.
We'll continue to monitor all of that. No, that's wrong. I don't know.
It doesn't make a difference in your support for her?
Oh, okay. It makes a difference.
Okay, would you probably not vote for her? Definitely not vote for her after hearing this?
I still vote right now.
Okay. She bullied the city council into accepting her choice for police chief, who then had to resign recently amid scandal.
I wouldn't vote for her. That would make me change my mind.
It wouldn't?
It would. I'm sorry.
Oh, so would you probably not vote for her after hearing this, or definitely
probably,
not vote
probably
for her?
Not vote for her. Probably not vote for her.
Okay. Okay. She has continued to promote racial policies that embarrass the city, including renting while black, that caused hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried or found guilty.
I wouldn't vote for her.
You wouldn't? Okay.
No.
Jane Castro's policies as police chief and mayor have led to an increase in crime.
I still vote for her.
Okay. Mayor Castro pushed a $600 billion water recycling plan that some called a toilet a tap and has been criticized for a lack of transparency, possibly raising water bills, and possibly putting out water supply at risk.
I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay. Thank you. So next, here are a few statements that supporters of Mayor Jane Castro might make as to why they think she should be reelected when her current term is up in 2023. Please rate each one. Rate your reaction, to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. And we're almost done, by the way. Thank you for your kindness in participating. So here's the first one. Jane Castro is focused on clean, affordable, safe neighborhoods and high quality of life that makes Tampa a great place for families and to raise kids.
What am I supposed to do? True? I vote for
If you could rate your reaction as very positive after hearing this, somewhat positive,
yes.
Neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Somewhat
positive.
Okay. Somewhat, okay. Under Mayor Jane Castro, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with strong community pride and great championship boat parades.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Jane Castro is a take-charge leader who tackles the tough problems and gets things done. She has successfully taken on the rebuilding of Tampa's aging water and sewer pipe system.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, right? Mayor Castro is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, adding more youth programming, and increasing pre-K child care options.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive on this one. Okay. Mayor Castro is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalks and crosswalks near schools, expanding the Riverwalk, and adding 21 miles of bike lanes.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, okay. Mayor Jane Castro continues to dedicate funding for the housing affordability crisis and uses city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multifamily affordable homes.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive on this one, okay? Next, Jane Castro has an open, accessible style as the city's leader. She's known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns, and caring.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. As the former police chief and now as mayor, Jane Castro knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent crime rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the streets, and expanding police body cameras.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Thank you. After hearing all this information about her, would you vote to re-elect Jane Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
Re-elect,
okay. So lastly, I just have four more statements about the record of a candidate for city council. rate if it makes you definitely vote against this type of candidate, probably vote against, or if it doesn't matter to you. Here's the first statement. Has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and to the city council in an attempt to give himself more opportunity to help his private company's clients benefit from city actions. Would it make you definitely vote against this type of candidate? Probably vote against, or doesn't matter to you?
Definitely.
He can't do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money off of lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflicts of interest.
Definitely vote against.
Okay. Has created dissension and division by making false accusations and perpetuating unsubstantiated conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues to address our community's needs.
Well, yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Refuses to disclose the names of his long list of paying clients who stand to benefit from the city council actions and contracts.
Definitely.
Oh, I have one more. It says, has voted against funding the police and firefighters in crime-fighting measures that keep our community safe.
Definitely against.
Okay. So I just have the last couple questions for you. Do you consider yourself to be of Cuban ancestry or not?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of some other Hispanic or Latino ancestry or not?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be either African American or black?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Tampa?
12 years.
12 years. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for helping me out. Thank you.